Pam Heminger, not able to be here on Monday, was feeling a little bit under the weather, or extremely under the weather,
I think.
You
didn't want me here.
But joining us now to help get out the vote, Pam Heminger. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Aaron. I appreciate it.
And we just got the report in between right now and when we were talking with Mark and Gary earlier this week. We got new numbers from public policy polling that show you in the lead. How are you feeling about that?
Feeling really good. It's reflective of the conversations that we're having in the community. I've been reaching into the community all over town, trying to get people interested in the conversations and dialogues about where our town is headed.
And how has the campaign been for you? I know this has been a particularly contentious campaign, especially as we get into the home stretch. A lot of, you know, it's been an emotional campaign for a lot of people. And you've been involved in a lot of campaigns before, county commissioner, school board. How is this compared to those?
This is much more interactive. Like I said, I've been reaching into the community, having a lot of meet and greets and events and trying to reach as many people as possible. The conversations have been very in-depth, actually. So I don't know that I'd call it as emotional as educational. It's been fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of issues have been on the table. And, again, you've been at how many forums? 60, 1,000, something like that?
Yes.
I think Mark earlier this week said 342
yeah,
was the number.
I think it was more like 10.
Something like that.
felt more.
Feels like a lot. But we had a forum. Again, a lot of different organizations have had forums. And a lot of different issues have been discussed and on the table. Of course, affordable housing development have been big issues this year. What issues, as we get into the home stretch, have not really been on the table that you think ought to be discussed a little bit more?
I think the issues of this imbalance that we have going on with our long-term budget look, I think people, that's what I've been hearing in the community. People are concerned when we talk about being 84% residential and how that's not a recipe for success of keeping a balanced budget that gives us the ability to stay diverse. In fact, I believe it's pushing people out of our district, and that really concerns me.
So speaking with Pam Heminger, who's one of three candidates running for Chapel Hill mayor, again, early voting ongoing right now. It is at four different sites in Orange County, Board of Elections Office in Hillsborough, Carrboro Town Hall, Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street, right downtown by Moorhead Planetarium, and the Seymour Center in Northern Chapel Hill, where I believe Blake Hodge voted early today and was very close to being voter number 1,000. So a lot of people have come out. I think he said he was 997 total.
That's great.
A big turnout for early voting, and again, a lot of people excited about this race. And three early voting sites in Durham, too. There's that little corner of Chapel Hill that's in Durham County. So,
correct.
If you're one of those, you've got three early voting sites in Durham, too. And Election Day coming up on November 3rd, and so many different issues on the table. The big issue, I think, this year has been sort of growth and development for the town of Chapel Hill. And this divide, I think, between people who are happy with the direction the town is currently moving and the way that the town council is currently taking it versus people who are, for whatever reason and a variety of different reasons, unhappy with that direction and want to move it in a new direction. For people who are just joining us, which side are you on? You're challenging the incumbent. So.
I know we can have better growth. I believe in growth and keeping us vibrant, but it's got to be in the commercial office sector. Like I said, we're heavily residential. We need that commercial office space, and we need it to be different. It needs to be non-traditional, flexible, to capture those UNC spinoff companies that we have growing here, to create jobs here. And then I'm in the commercial real estate field, and I know that we don't have those spaces, and if we don't create those spaces, we're never going to be able to grow our own businesses here any larger or attract new businesses. And that's what I'm looking for us to do, smarter growth that helps and enhances our town and doesn't take away from our town and doesn't change who we are.
So is that commercial development instead of residential development or in addition to?
The mixed concept works. People like the mix, and that's where we are headed because of our rural buffer. We have to build densely, but the mix is what I'm contesting. We need a more emphasis on that commercial space and less on the residential in order to bring that vibrancy that we need here, like I said, to create those jobs and to capture those companies and those revenues. Commercial space. And as I tell people, the retail landscape has changed dramatically in the last few years. More and more people are shopping online, and all the big chains have built right around the outside of us and have the benefit of our shoppers going to them already, so there's no need for them to come into Chapel Hill. So that's why I'm saying the office space works for us. over 200 startup companies coming out of UNC. What a fabulous economic engine. Only a handful have stayed here. Mm-hmm. And when I was with the county, we were partnered with the university to find out where those companies went and why. And it turns out most of them went to Durham, and they wanted to stay here. There were just no affordable places to be. And that's what we've got to create here.
So speaking again with Pam Heminger, and one of the things that strikes me about this campaign, and stop me when I start to get this wrong, because I think I might be oversimplifying things, is that everyone, and it's been a contentious race on all sides, but everyone seems to be still very much on the same page in terms of the big, broad values that define Chapel Hill. Affordability, sustainability,
diversity.
Diversity.
I love
right,
diversity.
Absolutely. And accessibility and everything, all of the same progressive values that have defined Chapel Hill. This is a race between competing sides that are promoting different approaches to accomplishing those same basic larger values. And it strikes me that stop me if you think I start to get this wrong, that the current approach, the incumbent approach, is planning to promote those values on the assumption that population is going to keep growing and growing and growing to the point where we're going to be twice where we are in 30, 40 years, like up in the 100,000 range. The other approach is planning for promoting those values on the assumption that maybe a population isn't going to be growing as much as that. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I would say more that, you know, growth is actually a choice, and mm-hmm. how you grow is definitely a choice. If we continue growing at this exponential residential situation, it puts so much pressure on our infrastructure here, especially schools. And I've heard all this that, you know, these kinds of developments don't bring in children. Well, I was on the school board. Mm-hmm. Apartment complexes bring in kids, especially when your housing values are very high. People want to bring their kids to our great school system.
Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools.
They want to bring them here. And then you end up spending your tax dollars on building new schools instead of fixing up your existing older schools that are starting to crumble. Mm-hmm. There are other situations going on there, too. When we have to take our tax money and spend all of it on services and maybe spending more on services than bringing in on certain residential levels, then it doesn't leave us the money to do things that we really value, like the social justice. And that's why I got into this race. Chapel Hill had not stepped up to the plate on the Rogers Road Community Center. We did not follow through. We need to be able to do that, and that takes effort, that takes time, it takes the determination to follow through.
And I think another issue that sort of goes along with that, another one that really hasn't been discussed this year but maybe ought to be, is solid waste.
Yes.
Kind of the same exact, that community that's been dealing with solid waste for so long. We're still in the process of making a decision. It's going to take some time. Where do you think we should go on that?
Are you talking about putting the water and sewer in Rogers Road neighborhood?
I'm kind of talking about the landfill now.
The landfill.
Yeah.
Well,
the non-existent landfill in Orange County now.
Well, we are transporting our garbage over to the Durham's transfer station mm-hmm. currently. It gives us no control over what's being... We are great recyclers, so don't get me wrong, but we don't have control about what gets taken to the land to this transfer station in Durham, so we don't have that control. Whether we should bring that back here or not is up for debate. It's been highly contested for years, and I think those discussions need to continue on.
Mm. Again, speaking with Pam Heminger, is one of three candidates for Chapel Hill mayor, leading according to the latest poll from Public Policy Polling, but it's going to be about turnout, of course.
Yes.
So much, and a lot of people have already turned out to vote early voting ongoing through Saturday. Tuesday is Election Day, and we're going to be following this election pretty much nonstop between now and then. I'm sure you are, too. What has this last week been like?
It's been great. I'm still doing...
You've been sick,
yeah,
but
well,
now
no,
that you're
but
better.
I still did meet and greet, still doing all the things you need to do, all the emailing, all the Facebooking. You have to approach this election on many fronts. And again, strong believer in reaching into the community and finding out what people are thinking and wanting to talk about. Been hitting everything as hard as possible. Everyone's doing their mailers. And it's been a very active campaign, especially this last week and it down to the wire. Only about 11% of Chapel Hill votes in a municipal election. I'm hoping the numbers will be better this time. From the conversations I've had all over town, people who are concerned about the way things are going. And it's hard for citizens to understand how many projects are going on at once that affect the whole dynamic of our town. And I think that's been interesting, too. People who live in the southern part of town don't understand what's going up at the edge. People up in the northern part of town don't really know what Obie Creek is. Only if you live in the Ephesus-Fordham area do you have a clear picture of what actually happened there. And again, I'll go with great idea, bad implementation. Mm-hmm. So there's things going on all over town that are going to affect us dramatically.
And it becomes sort of a holistic thing because you're living up at the edge. You might not know what's going on at Obie Creek, but what's going on at Obie Creek is going to affect traffic and retail and development and everything that affects you in the northern
schools,
part of town.
All of it.
Schools,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So getting back to the other value of affordability that everyone is on board with, just different approaches to the same general value. If we make that decision that you mentioned a few minutes ago, that maybe we're not going to grow the population exponentially, if Chapel Hill still remains desirable, as we assume that it's going to, how do you stay affordable if we're making decisions to slow growth?
You have to form those public-private partnerships. You have to be proactive and reach out to landlords. We don't have a current inventory of what we have that is affordable, both private and public. We know some numbers, and what was 330 units in the last 10 to 12 years, well, that's scratching the surface. That's not going to make a dramatic difference. In order to do that, we're going to have to reach out to those apartment complexes and neighborhoods. We've tried the neighborhood conservation district approach. That's been fairly successful in a couple of places. We're going to have to be proactive in making sure that we don't backslide. So I talked about having a strategic goal. Is it a certain number of units or percentage of our dwelling units? Right now, we have over 22,000 residential units in Chapel Hill. But over 5,000 new residential units have either been approved or in the pipeline to be approved. That's a pretty significant increase. Of that, less than 1% is scheduled to be part of that affordable chain. That's not acceptable. We have some mobile home parks that are coming up on the auction block. We're going to have to figure out a creative solution similar to what they did in Charlottesville, Virginia, where they the town partnered with Habitat and a private developer, and they were able to save that and actually create more housing units and more families to have more affordable places to live. I like what Asheville did, taking over and creating an affordable complex for certain job types that they wanted to keep in town, teachers, police officers, nurses, firefighters, even some graduate students. There are creative things going on all around us that we can take advantage of, but we're going to have to be proactive and, like I said, get the groups together. They're already together, but they even say, we want to know what the goals are. Where are we going with all this, and what are we aiming for?
Speaking again with Pam Heminger, running for mayor of Chapel Hill, 3 candidates in the race. It's going to be a very close election, so get out to vote if you haven't already. Early voting is ongoing through Saturday. You've got today, tomorrow, and Saturday to do it. And then election day is next Tuesday, November 3rd. And again, don't need to bring a voter ID this time around. That doesn't kick in until next year. Same day registration is allowed for early voting this year. So if you haven't registered to vote, if you do early voting, you can still go and register on the same day. You can change your address too. You can do all of those things. Pam, I gotta let you go, but before we do, final message to voters and the final push for to get out the vote and get people to the polls this week.
Get out the vote, and if it's hard to figure out how to get informed, I highly recommend going to candidates' websites. I would love you to go to PamHeminger.com. I would love your support. Just get out, get informed before you show up, though, because you will see all the things going on. Everyone's got signs up, and it's really important. If you care what the direction is, you need to speak up. You need to come out and show your vote. It's supposed to be a very close race. That could mean anything from a few hundred to a few tens of people, so it makes a difference, and please come out and vote.
And so many different places that you can go online and elsewhere to find out candidate information, including our website, chapelboro.com. If you're just joining us, we're going to have this conversation plus the one earlier this week with Mark Launchman and Gary Kahn up on the web here by the end of the day, so you can listen to it as well. Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Aaron.